And before I really start my homily, I just want to welcome somebody who will be with us this summer, and that is our seminarian, Owen Duckett, sitting right here next to Deacon Tom. Owen will be with us throughout the whole summer, and so we're very happy to have him. You'll get to know him well in lots of different ways. And so I kept thinking, gee, I don't know if one summer is enough for all the wisdom I have to impart. And I'm just going to have to condense it all. I don't know. But anyway, we're looking forward, Owen, to a summer with you. Tomorrow, of course, we have our great big celebration with Archbishop, who will be coming to offer Holy Mass for us at 10:30 tomorrow. And so y'all can come back and have a second go. We're very excited to welcome Archbishop with us. It is tradition that when a parish celebrates its 150th, that the Archbishop comes. So we're very happy to have him, and especially on this feast day, you know, to really be thinking about our 150th anniversary. It was 150 years ago, during this month, the month of June, that the very first Mass was offered here on this property. It was offered by a certain priest by the name of Father Francis Rudolph. And Father Francis Rudolph did not have the position as pastor or even administrator. He was the pastor over at St. Vincent de Paul. And the church was just exploding, and they had no more room for people. And so he approached the bishop at the time, and he said, I just don't know what to do. And the bishop said, well, why don't you look for a spot where we can plant a new church? And so Father Francis Rudolph got on his horse and came over here to Broadway Street, and he found this plot of land. They built a church, and it was 150 years ago today that church was pretty much complete. It wasn't totally done yet. And it's now, of course, where the rectory is, the building next door. That is the location of that first church where Holy Mass was offered for the first time 150 years ago today. We have churches. We have priests. Today we got a new priest in our archdiocese, Father Jeff Dufresne. We got churches, we got priests, we have everything because of the Eucharist, the holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. And we celebrate today on Corpus Christi that we're never alone because we always have the Eucharist. We always have Jesus. This was something that was prefigured long ago in our first reading. We heard about that. In the Old Testament, you can read all over the place the sacrifices and the blood offering, the offerings of the goats and all of those different things. All of this is prefiguring what we have in the Eucharist, which is everything. At the Holy Mass, we give out something far more than $1 million. We give something worth more. One host is worth more than all of the money in the world, all of the gold, all of the whatever. It's even one piece of a host is worth more than all of that. And it was because of that, because of Corpus Christi, the body of Jesus, that our ancestors went to the trouble of actually carrying the bricks and laying them brick upon brick upon brick to build a church here. Was because of the most holy body and blood of Jesus. Because they wanted Jesus. They wanted the Eucharist. They wanted the Mass. They wanted our Lord. And so we praise Jesus for this because our ancestors cared that much about our Lord that they built churches like this one all over the place. Mother Teresa, one day they asked her, this reporter went to Calcutta and said, Mother, you do so many things. You touch all the untouchables, you work with the lepers, you You take care of the people that are just skin and bones, literally, nothing more. You do all of these things. She interrupted him. She said, no, I don't. I don't do any of that. He does it. Jesus does it through me. And the reporter's like, what? And Mother Teresa said, yes, I go to Holy Mass every day. I start my day off with Mass in my little church, a little tiny little chapel that all it says on the wall is, I thirst. She said, I go to Mass and I receive Jesus inside of me and I don't even live anymore. He lives his life in me. He does everything that I'm doing. I'm not doing anything. And that is our call. You and I, when we receive our Lord at Holy Mass, we're transformed. His blood goes into our veins. His body merges with ours. His muscles become ours. And there's so much power in the Eucharist. And so we celebrate today the treasure of the Christian faith, the treasure that we Catholics have held on to so faithfully, which is the body and blood of our Lord. Y por eso damos muchísimas gracias a nuestro Señor Jesucristo, porque tenemos la fe católica, tenemos la Santa Eucaristía, todos los sacramentos. Y cuando nosotros recibimos el sacramento del cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo, nosotros tenemos la transformación y después Cristo tiene su vida por nosotros, en nosotros, en nuestras mentes y nuestros músculos, en nuestros cuerpos y nuestras almas. Es el encuentro. El Señor y nosotros humanos es la Eucaristía en la Santa Misa. Y tenemos muchas razones para celebrar hoy. Y después de la Santa Misa tenemos una procesión afuera. Es una tradición hoy en la fiesta del cuerpo y el cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo a tener una procesión. Es porque muchas veces en la Biblia podemos ver Jesús en la calle. Jesús siempre gusta estar en la calle con la gente. Y en este día, en todas las naciones en el mundo, Jesús está en la calle. Today we end Mass with a procession. And it's because Jesus likes to be on the street. And we see that all the time in the Bible. Jesus hits the road. And he's there to meet everybody, to make himself known and loved. And so today around the world, at churches just like this one, Mass ends with the procession outside. And Jesus hits the streets in every nation in the world today. And so that's how we'll end our Holy Mass today. I hope everybody can join for that beautiful procession. And we give the Lord thanksgiving today, and we pray that when we receive our Lord at Holy Mass today, we will die to ourselves and let him live in us through his body and blood, meeting ours. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amen.